بسم الله الرحمن الرحيم نحمده ونصلي ونسلم على رسوله الكريم أما بعد. We were discussing the makharij. We had completed the makharij of the dad. We also spoke about the lam, noon and ra. Just to go over from lam, number 9, the edge of the tongue. When touching the gums of the teeth, which extend from the premolars on one side to the premolars on the other side, that is the makhraj of lam. So lam, premolars, is talking about the teeth that are towards the back portion of the mouth. And that's a very simple letter to pronounce, lam. So lam, the tongue is touching the roots, or rather the gums of the teeth from the premolars. Number 10, the edge of the tongue when touching the gums of the teeth, which extends from the canine on one side to the canine of the other side. It's a fairly easy letter also to pronounce, noon. Noon is a fairly easy one. The letter noon is pronounced from this makhraj. 11, the edge of the tongue, including the immediate top when touching the gums of the central incisors, that's the thanaya ulya, and the lateral incisors. The letter ra is pronounced from this makhraj. So lam is the back portion of the teeth, noon is little more forward, and the ra is towards the front of portion of the mouth. Now note the letters lam, noon and ra are known as huruful tarfiyya and huruful dhalqiyya, because they are pronounced from the edge of the tongue. We don't have to know that. That's a little bit technical discussions of the naming of it. Number 12, we had discussed the next two, 12 and 13, we have discussed on the Monday program. Number 12, the tip of the tongue when touching the roots of the thanaya ulya. The letters ta, ta, dal are pronounced from this makhraj. So it touches the roots of the two front upper teeth. So that's the ta. If example a person says ta, so the teeth have to be touching the roots, then we know we got the ta correct. Or the ta will be very similar. The only difference in ta and ta is the full mouth. And the full mouth, as we have been discussing, is when the tongue has to rise and touch the palate. So that's the full mouth. So ta and ta both are when the tip of the tongue is touching the root of the two front teeth. Even dal. The next part, so note the letters ta, ta, dal are known as hurufun nit'iyya. That also is little technical. Number 12. So that's number 12. The makhraj of ta, ta, and dal. 13, the tip of the tongue when touching the edge of the upper central incisors. This is important. This, the letters tha, dal, and Allah are pronounced from this makhraj. This is important for every one of us. Then we will be getting the pronunciation of our Quran to perfection, inshaAllah. So one is reciting A'uzu billah, A'uzu. So that's a whistling sound, that's incorrect. But A'uzu, all we require is for the tip of the tongue to touch the edge. Edge means the bottom of the two front teeth. It's not in between the tongue. It's not a'udhu, dhu, not in between. It just touches the edge of the front teeth. A'udhu. Similar is tha, Uthman. Person's name is Uthman. Very similar as compared to saying Usman. Where's Usman? So if a person says Usman, then you're reciting a sin. That's a whistling sound, incorrect. But Uthman, that is correct. Uthman, with Uthman, with a tha, as compared to Usman. So how do we get that correct? When the tip of the tongue touches the edge, edge means the bottom of the two front teeth, and similar is law. Law also is from this makhraj. Note, so this, if we keep it in mind, we'll be able to perfect it very quickly. We just need to keep these three letters in mind. Tha, Dhal, Dha. We keep it in mind when we're reciting, then inshallah it becomes very simple for us. Note the letters Tha, Dhal, Dha are known as Huruf Lithwiya because they are pronounced from the teeth that are attached to the gums, which in turn are known as Litha. That's not too important for us. Number 14, the tip of the tongue when touching the edge of the lower central incisors, including the upper central incisors, that is the letters Za, Seen, Sod are pronounced from this makhraj. This also we had discussed on one of the Monday night programs, especially the difference between the Seen and the Sod. Now how do we perfect, that is fairly simple, the Za, Seen, Sod, they're fairly easy, not difficult to pronounce, the tip of the tongue when touching these, the edge of the bottom and also the upper teeth. Now the difference between the Seen and the Sod is in one quality, and that quality is the full mouth. We will be discussing that very soon inshaAllah. Note the letters Za, Seen, Sad are known as Huruful Asliya because they are pronounced from the sharp tip of the tongue. We don't need to concern ourselves too much with that. It's a scholarly discussion. Number 15, the inner center of the bottom lip, when touching the edge of the upper central incisors, the letter Fa is pronounced from this makhraj. So if we try and... So it's not really the inside, just the inner portion of the tongue, of the bottom lip rather. So, fa. If a person is saying fa, meaning the little slightly wet portion of the tongue when it's touching the upper teeth, that's the letter fa, fa. Number 16, as we had discussed in the beginning, the makharij are 17 in total. Number 16, both the lips, when meeting, the letters Waw, Ba, Meem, Ghair Madda are pronounced from this makhraj. So these are the three letters, Waw, that's also with the lips, Meem with the lips, Ba with the lips. Slight difference, note number one, Ba is pronounced from the wet portions of the lip, Ba, if a person says Ba. Meem is pronounced from the dry portions, a little bit more forward, Meem. But anyway, these are easy letters to pronounce. Waw is pronounced by the incomplete meeting of the lips because Waw, the lips don't really meet. So these are easy, but if we keep in mind the other intricate ones, it will make it easy for us in our pronunciation, the recitation of the Quran. Note number 2, the letters Waw, Meem, Ba, Fa, again another scholarly discussion, Ghair Madda, are known as Hurufu Shafawiya because they are pronounced from the lips. Number 17 is Khayshum, the nostrils, the Ghunna is pronounced from this makhraj, we will be discussing that. So if we have to go through the makharij, from these 17, important for us to keep in mind, then we will get our pronunciation correct if we can just highlight, circle or make a mental note of these. Number 3 is important because that's the Ayn and the Ha from the center of the throat. Number 3. Then we turn to number 5. Number 3 is important. Number 5 is another one we have to keep in mind. The extreme back portion of the tongue when touching the palate is the letter Qaf. That's the Qaf pronounced from the extreme back. Then to say Qasim becomes easy because we know the makhraj of the Qaf. Number 3, number 5 is important. And then number 12 and 13. 12 and 13. Number 8, as we said, is going to be a lot of practice. 12 and 13. If we keep these in mind, just these few, as we had mentioned, number 3, number 5, number 12, and number 13, you will see a great amount of difference in the recitation of the Qur'an-i Kareem. Just these. Even if it means taking a piece of paper and writing these makharij, this the makharaj of these four down. Write it down and have it in a piece of paper when we reciting Qur'an. It's quick reference as we reciting and we noticing, okay, there's a letter. What's the correct pronunciation? And we read it correctly and continue. We will see great benefit in that, inshaAllah. The next discussion is sifat. This is very important. And that's what gives the difference in the letters. Example, we said, ta, pa. The makhraj was the same. But what gave that quality of pa? What gave the pronunciation of pa more distinct? That's what we discuss now. There's a lot of discussion in this section of here. We will be reading through it. And just those that are important, we will highlight. Those we will mark and keep in mind. But we will read through the rest of it. Sifat. Sifat means sifa, which means qualities. The qualities with which a letter is pronounced is called sifat. That's Arabic. Sifat are of two types. Number one, lazima. Number two, arida. So there's a lot of scholarly discussion. Number one, lazima is that quality which is found in the letter itself. Number two, arida is that quality which is found due to circumstances. That's arida. But we get these names from the linguistic usage and meaning of these words. Lazima is of two types, dhatiya, mahaliya. Dhatiya is that quality which has to do with the pronouncing of the letter itself. Note, without a quality, it is impossible to pronounce the letter. And even if the letter is pronounced, it will be incomplete. Example, the ta and the ta. If a person is going to continue reading ta throughout the Quran without any full mouth, then there's no ta. If there's going to be recitation of sirat al-ladina or sirat al-ladina, sirat al-ladina. So he's reading sin, he's reading ara, but it's empty mouth, and he's reading a ta. Instead of reading a sad, which is si, and a ta, which is full mouth, then the letter will be lost. Just this quality brings completion to the letter. Number two, mahaliya is that quality which describes the makhraj of the letter. Dhatiya is of two types, mutadadda, bi, ghair mutadadda. Mutadadda are those two qualities which are opposite to each other. Note, mutadadda has five pairs. Five pairs means we're going to be discussing 10. From each pair, neither can the two qualities be found together in any of one letter, nor can any letter be without any one of the two qualities. So every quality will have one of these pairs. Will definitely. From each pair, one quality will definitely be found in each letter. غَيْر مُتَضَادَ are those qualities which have no opposites. So there are two types we're going to be discussing. Those that have pairs, those that do not have pairs. The first discussion is those that have pairs. The Arabic names of these qualities are number one, hams, number two, jahar, number three, shidda, number four, rikhwa, number five, isti'la, number six, istifal, number seven, itubaq, number eight, infitah, number seven, idlaq, number ten, ismat. What is hams? Hams is that quality when pronounced, the voice of the letter ends off so low in the makhraj that the breath will remain flowing. Example, datha in yalhath. Now this is, we all are reading with these qualities of hams. Therefore, it's nothing difficult. Just that we are learning the tajweed law to it now. Note number one, there are 10 letters of hams. What are the 10 letters of hams? They have put them together in a word. فَحَثَّهُ شَخْصٌ سَكَتْ فَحَثَّهُ شَخْصٌ سَكَتْ. So what's in this word? What's in these words rather? 10 letters. فَحَثَّهُ فَحَثَهَا شِين خَا صَاد سِين كَاف تَا. There's 10 in total. Now these 10 letters, if you ending off, the voice of the letter ends off so low that the breath remains flowing. Number 2, the letters of hams are known as mahmusa. The opposite of hams is jahar. Jahr is that quality when pronounced the voice of the letter ends off so high in the makhraj that the breath will not continue to flow. Example, ma'kul, ma. Example, if a person reads ma, so that's a jerk. So the voice stops in there, doesn't continue, rather the breath, ma'kul. When we're reading, alam tara kayfa fa'ala rabbuka bi ashabil fil, ma'kul. Note number one, the letters of jahar are known as majhura. Besides the letters of mahmusa, the rest are majhura. So 10 of the letters were hams. The remaining letters will all be jahar, meaning ending of hard. Number three is shidda. Now these are straightforward. Number three is shidda. And these, generally we are reading with these qualities. Generally, we are reading with these. So we're not going to pay too much of emphasis on these. What is of importance to us, we will highlight them and spend more time in that discussion, inshallah. Number three is shidda, is that quality when pronounced, the voice of the letter will be hard. And the voice of the letter will end off in the makhraj. Example, dal in ahad, ahad, shidda. It's very strong, it ends off hard. Note there are 8 letters of shidda. 8 letters have to end off very hard. Those 8 letters are ajidu qatin bakat. The letters of shidda are known as, so alif, jim, dal, qaf, ta, ba, kaf, ta. These 8 letters end off very hard. The letters of shidda are known as shadida. The opposite of shidda is rikhwa. Number 4, rikhwa is that quality when pronounced, the voice of the letter will be soft and the voice of the letter will remain flowing in the makhraj. Example, sheen in ma'ayish. So the voice continues, ma'ayish. Note the letters of rikhwa are known as rikhwa. Between the letters of shidda and rikhwa is another quality known as tawassut. Tawassud is that quality when pronounced, the voice of the letter will be between the quality of shidda and rikhwa. Example, the lam in qul. There are 5 letters of tawassud which are lin umar. The letters of tawassud are known as mutawassita. Besides the letters of shidda and mutawassita, the rest of the letters are rikhwa. So we don't need to spend too much of time in whatever we have read thus far. From here, this is important now. This gives beauty to our recitation. We'll be able to differentiate between the different letters if we keep these in mind now. Very important. Number 5 is isti'la. What is isti'la? Is that quality when pronounced, the major portion of the tongue from the back will rise towards the palate. This is important. Example, the kha in khair. Khair. Takhfif. So that gives full mouth. One is the person says khair. He says khair instead of khair in Arabic. Yes, in Urdu a person can say khair. In Urdu he says khair. No problem. But in Arabic it's khair. Khair, which means that the back portion, the major portion of the tongue from the back rises to the tongue, to the palate rather. That gives the full mouth of the kha. Which letters? There are 7 letters of isti'ala, which if you have to put them in a word, it is khussa daghtin qidh. But these 7, kha, see kha, we recite kha, khair, sad, that's again, seen, when is the person says seen, what's the difference with the sad, full mouth, what's the full mouth? Full mouth is not rounding the lips. We had mentioned this previously. It doesn't mean a person says sod. So sod. If you say sod, there's no full mouth. All we did was round the lips. So seen sod is incorrect. But seen sod. Sod, when the major portion of the tongue rises, that gives the full mouth effect in the sod. So not necessary you have to round your mouth. So that's why a person recites ihdina as-sira, no ihdina as-sira, no ihdina as-sira, ihdina as-sira tal mustaqim, sira tal, again tal, no tal, اِهْدِنَا الصِّرَاطَ ال... That will be incorrect. So, اِهْدِنَا الصِّرَاطَ الْمُسْتَقِيمِ The back portion of the tongue rises to the palate. That gives the full mouth the difference between a sad and a sin. And even bad, we spoke about the makhraj of bad, similar with bad as compared to dal. When is the person says, wala dalin or wala dolin, do. So he rounds the mouth, incorrect. Full mouth is when the major portion of the tongue, reiterating the point, that rises to the palate. Wala dalin, not wala dolin. Waladdallin. That's the correct pronunciation. Waladda. So this is important for us, that the full mouth is not the rounding of them of the lips. So that's the bad. Ghain also. Example, we say ghairil maghdubi. Ghairil maghdu. So the first one, ghai. We don't round the lips. Ghai. But the second one we will, because maghdu, that bond got a dhamma. So that's why we say not necessary all the time we're going to be rounding the lips. If there's a dhamma, we would maghdu bi, maghdu. So yes, the bond, wala dhalin, ghain, maghdu bi, and ta, siratal, siratal. The qaf, mustaqim. اِهْدِنَا الصِّرَاطَ الْمُسْتَقِيمِ And the dha that comes at the end of surah, وَالسَّمَاءِ ذَاتِ الْبُرُوجِ, which we recited today in the salah. بَلْ هُوَ قُرْآنٌ مَجِيدٌ فِي لَوْحٍ مَحْفُوظٌ So the dha, that's the last letter in it, مَحْفُوظٌ So the letters of isti'la are known as musta'liya in Arabic. The effect of this quality is that the letter will be pronounced with a full mouth. Number four is the opposite of isti'la is istifal. So istifal we don't need to worry about. Yes, isti'la. If we can write this on a page and keep this. These seven letters are full mouth. And full mouth is the major portion of the tongue rising to the palate. Number six, we'll go through it quickly. Is istifal is that quality when pronounced, the major portion of the tongue from the back will not rise towards the palate. Example, the dhal in kadhalik, fadhkuruni, adhkurkum. The letters of istifal are known as mustafila. Besides the letters of mustafila, the rest are the letters of besides the letters of musta'liya, the rest are the letters of mustafila. So yes, isti'ala, we're gonna pay attention to isti'ala and the letters of isti'ala. Seven letters for full mouth. Number seven, itbaq. Is that quality when pronounced? The center of the tongue will meet and embrace the palate. So there are four letters. Example, the ta in matla'il fajr. Matla'il fajr. These, there are four letters of itbaq which are sad, dad, ta, dha. The letters of itbaq are known as mutbiqa. The effect of this quality is that the letters will be pronounced to a greater extent with a full mouth. Now if you look at this, sad and dad, ta and dha, all these four letters are found in the above seven of isti'ala. Can we see all four? There's a sad, there's a dad, there's a ta, there's a dha. In all four, it's found in isti'ala number five. But then it comes again here. Why does it come here? To say that the full mouth of these letters are stronger than the others. That's all. We don't have to pay too much of attention to this. But just to remember that it is also a full mouth. The rest of it is fairly simple. We don't need to spend too much of time on the rest of the work. Therefore, we will read through it. Infitah is that quality when pronounced, the center of the tongue will not meet and embrace the palate. So that's the opposite of itbaq. Example, the kaf in kam and akmaltu lakum dinakum kaf. Kaf, simple. Note number one, the letters of infitah are known as munfatiha. Besides the letters of mutbiqa, the rest are the letters of munfatiha. Idhlaq, number nine, idhlaq. is that quality whereby the letters are pronounced quickly and easily in their makhraj. Example, meem in an'amta alayhim. Note there are six letters of idlaq which are farra min lubbin. Farra min lubbin, there's six. Fa, ra, meem, noon, lam, ba. The letters of idlaq are known as mudliqa. The opposite of idlaq is ismat. Number 10 is ismat. Is that quality when pronounced? The letters are pronounced slowly and firmly in their makhraj. Example, the dad in wadrib, walam dalin. The letters of ismat are known as musmita. Besides the letters of mudliqa, the rest are the letters of musmita. So from here, number 5 is the most important of them all. Let's keep just number 5 in mind, only number 5, more than sufficient to get some distinction in our letters, in the pronunciation, some perfection. So from the makharij, just to recap, we said number 3 and number 5 and also 12 and 13. That is from the makharij. From the sifat, it's just this one, number 5, isti'la, which has got to do with the full mouth. Let's turn to the back of the kitab, which is some interesting points that we have been discussing. In the first lesson, we spoke about four places in the Quran where a sad is written, but on top there's a small seen. So that's something we had discussed. La ta'manna ala Yusuf, Surah Yusuf. We discussed that. And the last discussion was لَإِن بَسَطْتَ لَإِن بَسَطْتَ. So basam without a qalqala but full mouth. But end of ودي تا which is empty mouth. D. Towards the back of the kitab, right at the end, we are discussing miscellaneous laws, miscellanea. D, in Surah Hamim Sajda. If we open up our Qur'ans, we will find it. Ruku number 5, ayat number 44. For the Hufaz, it's the end of the 24th juz of the Qur'an. There is one place. So if we have to open up to the last page of the 24th para, we will see this word written. And in the Qur'ans that we have with us, it's page 666. Alhamdulillah. Easy to find it. 666. Ayat number 44 rather. There's a mistake in our Quran. Anyway, 44 is the correct. Ayat number 44. So we will see this ayah. A'udhu billahi minash shaytanir rajim. وَلَوْ جَعَلْنَاهُ قُرْآنًا أَعْجَمِيًّا لَقَالُوا لَوْلَا فُصِّلَتْ آيَاتُهُ أَعْجَمِيٌّ وَعَرَبِيٌّ. So what happened? So what are we talking about? أَعْجَمِيٌّ وَعَرَبِيٌّ. Now that's the law we're discussing, wherein it is necessary to make tasheel in the second hamza. Note, tasheel means to read the hamza with a soft tone. Okay, how are we going to do this? So what do we see written in our Quran? Hamza, so there's two hamzas. A-A-Jami, two hamzas. But if we notice there's something written in Arabic. On the side, there's something written in Arabic. What's that? قَرَأَ حَفْصٌ بِتَسْهِيلِ الْهَمْزَةِ الثَّانِيَةِ. That the riwayat that we read Qur'an, Imam Hafs rahimahullah, we have to make tasheel on the second hamza. And that's important for us, that we make tasheel. So that's why we said in the Qur'an, we make a tilawat. Let's put a mark. We'll put a mark to see something needs to be done here. If I get it right, alhamdulillah. If I don't, I know I tried and I know there's a law. And inshallah, because of that, Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala will not question us. We are in that learning phase, inshallah. So one is the person reciting a-a-jami. That's what's written. A-a-jami. Now that is what's written. However, according to how we're supposed to be reciting, a-a-jami wa-arabi. What does that mean? that the first Hamza will remain a Hamza. The second Hamza is not going to be strong, because Hamza is with a jerk and strong. That's Hamza. But the second one will be between a Hamza and an Alif. Between a Hamza and an Alif will be recited. So not Alif, not A'jami. Not A'jami. Not even a Hamza, a A'jami. Rather between a Hamza and an Alif. So it's going to be very soft, not a heavy Hamza. So the first one is heavy, and the second one light, a-ha-jami, a-ha-jami, a-ha-jami-yu wa-arabi, a-ha-jami-yu wa-arabi, as compared to a-ha-jami-yu wa-arabi, that's incorrect. A-ha-jami-yu wa-arabi. So that will take time. It's definitely going to take time, without doubt. But all we will do is make a note in our Quran to say, there is a law, I have to follow that law. And inshallah we will get to that law. See, there is one place in the Quran in which imala is made. We all read it. Sometimes by mistake we read this dua when we are sitting in the car. We say, Bismillahi majreha wa mursaha. The dua is for the ship, not for the car. Bismillahi majreha. We don't read majriha. So that if we open up in our Quran, we're gonna be finding that inshaAllah. Ruku number 4, ayat 41 in Surah Hud. Page 315. Page 315 in our Qur'ans. The fourth line from the top. Alhamdulillah, most of us do read it correctly, but just to highlight it. أعوذ بالله من الشيطان الرجيم وقال اركبوا فيها بسم الله مجريها ومرساها مجريها not مجريها 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 so that's what we call إمالة. We read it مجريها. الحمد لله most of us do read it in that manner. Inshallah, the other laws, we will discuss them the next time we meet, inshallah. Bas. Subhanallah wa bihamdihi, subhanakallahumma wa bihamdik. Ashhadu an la ilaha illa anta nastaghfiruka wa natubu ilayk. Wa sallallahu ala nabiyyil kareem, walhamdulillahi rabbil alameen.